The United States is clearly a different country now as opposed to when it was first birthed into existence in 1776. The men that formed the country are giants of history. They are so impossibly important to the nations, their mere names have an almost mythic quality. In some cases, like Washington and the cherry tree, there are actual myths tied to the men. This enduring respect and reverence for the founders of the nations lead many to believe the country should be guided as the framers had intended it to be. This, of course, begs the question, is the United States, despite the passage of time, still the same as the original leaders intended? The answer, simply, is no. However, the truth of the matter is the founders never had one coherent plan on how the nation was meant to be run. The original men who created the country with the Declaration of Independence had a heavy respect for the good that a lack of a tyrant would do. Too heavy, perhaps, as their original attempt at running a new nation was an abject failure. The Articles of Confederation, as they were called, placed far too much emphasis on the rights of states, so the federal government was too loosely bound, and the United States appeared to be little more than a disjointed group of minor countries who vaguely followed the same laws. 10 years later, the government evolved with the ratification of the Constitution. It can be argued that the founders' intended system had been shattered then and there, their original dream gone. Of course, this is being pedantic. The vast majority of Americans would agree that the men at the Constitutional Convention were founders through and through. However, this raises the conundrum inherent in the question posed. The Founding Fathers themselves could not agree on the best methodology that would allow the country to run most effectively without devolving back into the monarchist system they had fought just years prior. Thomas Jefferson is notable in his desire for the United States to be a land of small villages and hard-working farmers, believing in the power of agriculture. Alexander Hamilton believed in the power of the banks. He would rather the country relied on the cities that had grown across the seaboard. These visions are, at best, difficult to balance. At worst, entirely incompatible. On the other hand, the odds of the average American saying neither were founders of the nation are terribly small. How can this be? These men are both of the group we admire, but their visions for the nation were wildly different. History, and the contemporary world, tell us that Hamilton's ideals won out. American culture is not dictated by the farms of Illinois, but the towering skyscrapers of the cities like Chicago. Does this mean that Jefferson was somehow not a founder? Of course not. The truth of the matter is that the founders had no singular monolithic dream on what the country would become. They quarreled and formed political blocs in order to convince the other founders they had dreamt wrong. They had their ideological differences just as much as the modern United States has. Even if every man worthy of the title founder had agreed, the country changed so rapidly upon their departure that their work would have been changed within their own lifetimes. Indeed, James Madison would still have several years left after the right to vote was given to non-landowners. The founders had envisioned that only those with property would participate in the elections so inherently important to their model of government. And yet, they could only watch as the system they envisioned was warped to include voters intentionally left out. Similarly, the founders, especially Madison himself, witnessed their system of carefully designed checks and balances as a sudden new contender as the Supreme Court established their own check with the unintended invention of judicial review. Simply put, the systems intended had already changed within only a few short decades of the founding of the nation. The founders had no universal vision for the country they had created, and the systems they had collaborated and compromised on had already begun to change forms within the lives of many of the men. With the vast number of alterations to American government that have occurred in the years since the founders established the nation, it would be disingenuous to say the modern United States is the country those mythic men could have possibly dreamt. There is, however, one aspect in which this country is exactly as imagined by every founding father. The United States of America is still an independent nation free from the tyranny of a king.